Doc, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
Appreciate you being with us. And look, talk to us about men's health. You know, we know the stories, and we're guys. I'm 46. Bucky's in his early 60s, and Wag's in there. I mean, it is so important to get in and get yourself checked, but all too often, men and guys do not. And I'm sure you guys see that quite often at Urology Austin.
Oh, we definitely do. When men get checked, one of the important parts is not only their testosterone level, but their PSAs. And unfortunately, some men are diagnosed with prostate cancer, and that's where we fit in. That's specifically where my clinic fits in.
We'll talk about prostate cancer and how early detection and the things you guys special in at Urology Austin can really save lives. We've seen it many, many times. And heck, our friend Ty Harrington down at Texas State, the Texas State coach, battled. I mean, these are things that if you get ahead of it, you can win.
Yeah, there are definitely options. We've really seen prostate cancer expand in terms of treatment options over the past couple of years. And probably one of the biggest options is no treatment at all. There are some people that we can just watch this. But one of the biggest mistakes we talk about is prostate cancer being just one type of cancer. It really has a broad spectrum of activity. And at the Austin Center for Radiation Oncology, we try to help people navigate that spectrum and see what treatment's the right treatment for them, even if they do need treatment. Is it surgery? Is it radiation? Is it something that we have to harp on now? Is that something that we can do down the road? Those are all things that we specialize in.
Doc, is there something that can help guys out if they're having discomfort at certain things that they need to get checked out immediately and not wait and say maybe this will go away?
Yeah, there are a lot of things that people will often say is a normal part of aging, but it's always important to check with your primary care doctor first and go through a screening of questions that could be a clue of something else going on. Something else besides an enlarged prostate.
Tell us about the Austin Center for Radiation Oncology. You guys are celebrating your 10th anniversary now, and as we head into June, which is Men's Health Month, never more important to know about places like this that can serve men, and men can get the help they need.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Austin Center for Radiation Oncology is actually a division of Urology Austin, and what we are is a high-volume prostate radiation center. Specifically, what that means is we concentrate on prostate. 99% of what we do is prostate cancer. From 6 in the morning till 6 p.m., that's what we do. And what that really translates into benefits for the patients. You really get somebody who knows the nuances of radiation treatment. We spend so much time talking about quality of life issues because prostate cancer is one of those cancers where you have options. It's not like lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, where unfortunately things are measured in months. These are years. So we really focus on the quality of life, how you're going to feel 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. And so we help you navigate through to see which option is the best option for you. But we opened up about 10 years ago, and we were the first ones to bring a technique called image-guided radiation therapy with cone-beam CTs, and we really upped the level. Now here we are 10 years later, and we're going to upgrade our machines again, hopefully bringing a new level of technology.
Well, that's all great advice for sure. Now, again, our producer, Wax, how old are you, 38?
38.
I'm 46. Bucky is 63. What would be your tips as we head into Men's Health Month for guys in our age range? What should Wags be doing at 38? What should I be doing at 46? And what should the Buck be doing in his 60s?
I think the biggest thing is establish a good relationship with a primary care doctor, and they're going to prioritize your health issues according to what your risk factors are. And then they're going to start familiarizing yourself with a digital rectal exam. What I tell most patients is that there's a lot of controversy about when you should start screening people for prostate cancer, but the biggest thing is that you should get used to the digital rectal exam because that tells us a lot of information early. And then if appropriate, based on your risk factors, draw in a PSA. But a lot of guys are shy. They'll wait till the exact last moment that they have to do a digital rectal exam. And by then, they're tense. It's hard to get a full palpation of the entire prostate. So start early. I recommend it starting at the age of about 35, at least getting your first digital rectal exam just to get the anxiety out of the way. So that when it comes time and it's critical to get a good one, the doctor can get a good feel for it.
Well, that's great advice. It is Men's Health Month around the corner in the month of June. Our great friends from Urology Austin and the Austin Center for Radiation Oncology getting us ready for it and making you aware of what's going on. Dr. Richard Garza. Doctor, we appreciate it very, very much, and we'll spend the month of June pushing our audience and mostly the guys that listen to be smart and do the right thing.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there's Dr. Richard Garza.